LAX Cannabis Club, your gateway to California cannabis. Just landed in Los Angeles? Craving a taste of California's finest cannabis? Look no further than LAX Cannabis Club. Located just minutes from LAX Airport and the beach, LAX Cannabis Club offers a convenient and welcoming environment for both tourists and locals. With over 2,000 glowing reviews and a near-perfect 4.8-star rating, LAX Cannabis Club is renowned for its incredible customer service and phenomenal selection of California's top cannabis brands. Whether you're a seasoned connoisseur or a curious newcomer, LAX Cannabis Club has everything you need to experience the best cannabis California has to offer. From top-shelf flower and concentrate to potent dabs, THC oil vape carts, edibles, and more, you'll find a vast selection to suit your preferences. LAX Cannabis Club boasts top brands like Stizzy, Maven Genetics, and LA Kush, alongside their very own house-grown label, Lusty. And for a truly unbeatable deal, check out their incredible selection of affordable, high-potency pre-rolls, all for just $10. LAX Cannabis Club is a Prop 64 compliant and fully licensed adult-use dispensary, proudly serving the Los Angeles community with safety and quality since 2006. Make LAX Cannabis Club your first stop for an unforgettable California cannabis experience. Sponsored by Kedem Superior Kratom at shopkedem.com. Looking for an online resource for Kratom? Introducing shopkedem.com, your one-stop shop for premium Kratom and Delta products. Shopkedem.com has been serving customers for over 7 years, providing top-shelf products from their state-of-the-art GMP-compliant factory located in Los Angeles, California. At shopkedem.com, they offer exclusive lab-tested strains you won't find anywhere else, like potent Power Green, calming Blueberry MD, pain-relieving Willow Kratom, energizing White Fire, and their Lucky Blend Lucky 7. With their free shipping available and a commitment to purity, you can rest easy knowing you're getting the best possible Kratom experience. Visit shopkedem.com today and discover the difference quality makes.
What's up, stoners? You are listening to Mom and Dad Are Stoned, a podcast for responsible cannabis users brought to you by thestonermom.com. That's me. I'm the stoner mom, but you can call me Catherine, and I am joined, as I always am, by my wonderful husband, David.
Yes, I am here with you
in this
journey.
In this podcast, we pour a couple drinks, smoke a little weed, and unwind while talking about cannabis and more. Hello, everybody.
Welcome back. Where have you all been? We've been waiting for you for so long now.
Yeah.
This is episode 180 of Mom and Dad Are Stoned. And we took a break.
A really long break.
And that's okay.
It's
okay to take breaks. But we're back now. But I think what we need to do is go to Libation Corner. Don't you?
Okay.
Let's head on over there.
All right.
Okay, here we are in Libation Corner.
Hi.
Well, hi, man. Sure. Look at all these dust and cobwebs everywhere.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad that the music still works in Libation Corner. And It's still a really nice, chill atmosphere.
It's a little dirty.
It's a little dirty and dusty.
Haven't been down here in a while.
Nothing we can't just wipe away.
Okay.
Get some brooms down here. What are you smoking on today, little lady?
Well, believe it, I'm smoking homegrown Durban Poison.
That's nice. How is it? Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I've been pre-gaming a little bit here.
I want to try it too, to be honest with you. I thought, now, when I got this, you said you wanted to feel energized and you want to go to sleep. Is Durban Poison an indica? I thought it was a sativa.
I think it is a sativa.
I think it's like a hardcore sativa.
I think that's why it makes me want to go to sleep.
Really?
You know how like when I drink coffee, it makes me want to go to sleep?
Huh. I did not know that. Well, that's cool. So Durban Poison is what we're smoking on.
I'm just guessing though. I haven't looked up strains in like 5,000 years. So
it's been a long time. I'm going to take a little Grav Labs coffee bubbler hit. There you go. Nice. Okay. That's good.
Well, do you want to talk about tolerance or anything like that?
How is your tolerance these days?
It's pretty low.
Is it low?
Don't you think?
Yeah. You just don't do it like you used to, I don't think. I, on the other hand, have a super high tolerance. I feel like I don't even get high anymore.
We could never be on the same level at the same time.
I know, but I don't smoke weed as much as you do, so I don't understand what that's all about.
Well, I don't smoke that much weed.
Yeah.
I think if you just smoke a little bit every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Keeps your tolerance low.
Mm-hmm. One button.
And that's what I've been doing.
That's good. Sorry, I'm chewing on some ice for my drink. I like day drinking. By the way, it is Monday as we're recording this. It's the beginning of the week. It's the afternoon.
Okay.
We had some snow. This is our spring snow.
This is our second spring snow.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the last. And it's just kind of a lazy day here today in our casa. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and there are no children in this house.
There are no children in this house. That's why we're just taking it easy.
Many, many hours until the next day.
Let me try that crab lapse bubble.
So, Mom and Dad are getting a little stoned.
And I'm going to make chili Colorado.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we talked about chili Colorado in our last episode.
We're still eating it. Man, last night we tried to make cheeseburgers on our Blackstone and it started raining and snowing. And I was like positioning my body over the meat so it wouldn't get wet. But I was like, honey, go throw a pan on the stove and get it hot. It just didn't work, man.
I was very concerned about the buns.
They were soggy. Well, they ended up getting burnt because I put them in the freaking toaster like a moron. So anyway, we tried, but whatever. The burgers are still pretty good. Did you think
they were? Have we talked about our Blackstone? We must have.
No, because we haven't had a podcast since we got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We haven't had a podcast since Christmas?
Mm-mm, it's been that long. That's a long time.
Is this the first podcast of this year?
Yes.
Is that true?
That is true. 100% true.
I'm going back into the archives.
Let's look.
I mean, that's when I went, was last summer.
Okay, so we just confirmed it was like...
I guess it was like August.
August? Maybe? I think that sounds right. Damn.
Why is there no date and that's whatever? Anyway.
Well, there you go. It's been a long time, folks.
Well, golly, I hope everybody had a nice new year.
Yeah.
We are the same old stoners that we were last time.
Yep.
We're still obsessed with Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a very exciting Beyonce week as we record this.
Yeah.
But what else?
Do you want to talk about Beyonce right now?
I don't need to talk about Beyonce at all. We were talking about the Blackstone. So David got a Blackstone for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And yeah, you've become a Blackstone guy.
I have been. And I got to say, the burgers is the best. We had burgers a couple nights ago and they were phenomenal. And then we decided we'd do it again, but then we got that freak rain snow storm.
His burgers.
They're so good.
Are so good.
Honey, I just throw a little salt and pepper on it. That's it.
It's just the Blackstone. But like years and years of making me burgers, and these are the ones that are
these are the ones.
Every time. Perfect.
Oh, so
even when they got rained on.
I wish we could eat some right now. I love them. The other thing we wanted to mention is we finally love our dog as much as we loved our old dog. Is that true?
I really love Samantha.
You do. I mean, like, look at her over there.
She has transcended. We have been training her ourselves with training treats. And she has really started to transform. And it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Like, we finally feel like we can like, leave her with someone. Or we could probably have people over without her freaking the hell out.
Yeah, she didn't freak out the other day.
She's just perfect. And so, yeah, you just got to train that dog.
Yeah, and it's hard, man. I'm not going to lie, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Don't just being consistent, I guess. What's with the tennis ball that's hanging in the...
Well, as you look out our window in our offices, our professional podcasting recording studios, you'll see the under part of... Well, this is the lanai area.
Yes.
And the children asked me several months ago if I could hang a tennis ball from a string so they could hit it and like laugh around and knock it. So I did that, and that's why that's there.
What do they hit it with?
Their hands.
Okay.
They was like, they really worked up the courage to ask me to do that. And I was like, sure. So there you go. And now nobody plays with it because it is actually snow. There's snow out there. So
yes. But I'm excited to enjoy the backyard and the Blackstone.
I'm going to really try to clean up the backyard. There's a lot of pine needles. I told you I have a project where I'm going to chop a tree limb off a pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
And clean up the backyard really well, threw down a bunch of grass seed, fix the screens that are jacked up, replace the trim on the lanai, power wash everything, replace that horrible covering that's on the deck with new covering, I guess. Because you don't want to do just wood still, right?
No, because the dog goes out there and it gets too hot on feet.
That's true. So
it needs to be soft.
I'll have to do that. And then, it's going to be a little paradise. Maybe we'll bring back plants like we did in COVID times.
That'd be nice.
That was nice. The greenhouse is going to be put to use.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
My daughter's got plants going.
Mm-hmm.
Are they okay?
Mm-hmm.
Snowed last night.
That's okay. I looked at them.
You really did?
Yeah. She's got a little mini greenhouse we got her for her birthday.
Out on the lanai.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Anything else you want to update anybody on?
Are we updating? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're updating.
Is this Stone Conversations?
No, this is updates. We're in a Libation Corner still.
We went to Blackhawk for our anniversary. David and I had our wedding anniversary recently. This month, actually.
That was fun. And we went up to the mountain and we went to the gambling casino establishment.
We've never done that together.
It's fun.
In our whole marriage.
Now we want to do it more.
Yeah, now we're addicted to gambling.
We're gambling addicts. We're not addicts.
But we had a nice time.
I had a great time.
I didn't realize the reality of you don't pay for drinks.
You don't, for real.
Like, you really don't. Like, every grown-up in our life was telling us that, but it just didn't really register,
well,
I guess.
You know, in my mind, I thought it was, like, shitty drinks. Like, here's some really bad bourbon and Coke that's, like, a bourbon in a shatterproof plastic bottle you never heard of. But it's literally anything you want. And do you remember how the first bartender we went to, she kind of humored us, and I was like, how much do we owe you for the drinks? And she's like, well, if you're gambling, you don't pay for the drinks. Are you guys playing games? And we're like, well, yeah, just not these games on this bar.
We were very naive.
Yeah. And then she was like, I'll tell you what, it's okay. I got this right. She was just like, it's okay, guy. She was trying to make me feel not stupid. But then we had our expensive drinks and we walked around and gambled and drank. And I was pretty lit.
And got more drinks.
Yeah, we got more drinks. We found a special secret second level that is for, like, people who bet on sports teams and stuff. And there was, like, remember? It was, like, a giant wall filled with TV screens, like, big-ass screens. And there was, like, women's basketball and fucking, I don't know, all kinds of crazy shit on there. And then the bar was right there, and they had even better alcohol.
I guess we should explain that Blackhawk is, like, our gambling city in Colorado that's located in, like,
a mountain area.
I guess it's like the foothills or...
Yeah, it's like
actually
a...
in the foothills.
So is that just one road that we came up, like, off the, you know, the road that we took to get up to Blackhawk? We took a left and then, like, bam, there was that strip of...
Yeah,
Blackhawk just all of that? Like, that strip of...
You could see that the other casino was across the street.
Yeah.
So there was already two, like, right when you arrived.
Yeah.
And then, it's, like, just a strip of...
buildings, yeah.
With a whole bunch of close-together casinos and hotels.
Yeah.
Casino hotels.
I want to go to the horse... What is it? The horseshoe?
Yeah, we went to the newer casino, the Monarch, which is supposedly nice. And we walked around a little bit. It has a really nice spa that we did not see. But we didn't go anyplace else. We just stayed there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go outside.
Mm-mm. It was fun.
Maybe we should have.
Well, next time we will. I mean, like, we had a good first experience. You can't do everything the first time.
We're just now starting to leave our dog.
Yeah.
With sitters.
I know, people,
but still.
It's ridiculous, but this is how it is. Okay, so yeah, I had a fantastic 11th anniversary. Did you?
Yes.
11th. That's away from 10 now.
I know.
That's pretty cool. I think it's great, and I'm happy to be married to you.
Well, thank you.
For that many years.
I feel the same way.
Okay, that makes me happy to hear.
Okay.
All right, well, should we wrap it up here in Stone Conversation? Or, I mean, I'm sorry, should we wrap it up here in update time? Or, or what should we do? Should we smoke more weed? Should we update even more?
I guess that's about it.
Is that about it? I think it's about it, too. Okay, we're going to see you in Stone Conversations.
Bye.
Hey, welcome to Stone Conversations.
Hi. Hey, what's up? Hey. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
That's okay. Look, today, listen. Oh. We haven't been here for a while. We're trying to get back in the swing of the podcast time, but we're just going to really talk about things that we've been watching lately. Maybe there's some exciting things about Beyonce we'll talk about.
It's media time.
It's media time. And I love media time. That's always been my favorite thing. So I just feel like let's always just have media time.
Okay.
So the first thing I want to ask you, something we watched recently, which I think is controversial and interesting.
Okay.
What is it called? The Nickelodeon thing?
It's called Quiet on Set.
Not Quiet on the Set.
David,
it's just Quiet.
Quiet on the Set.
I was like having a lot of anxiety reading these words. Like, is it quiet? What did she say? What do you remember? Okay, sorry. So Quiet on Set is that's about right. Nickelodeon, okay. An executive producer there named Dan Schneider, and his reign of terror that would lasted from the late 90s to, 2006 maybe or something along those lines? Something like that.
I don't know
if that's right. But anyway, no, it's got to be longer than that.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to say 2015.
Yeah, I think that's a better guess.
I think that's close. Okay, so who is Dan Schneider? First of all, I want to warn everybody.
Wow.
We're going to talk about beloved shows that you probably watched, depending on how old you are, when you were a teenager. And some horrible things that happened to these poor kids during that time. So who is Dan Schneider? Well, Dan Schneider is gross, is who he is. And you probably, if you remember a show called Head of the Class, do you remember? You probably were not allowed to watch Head of the Class.
I was not allowed to watch Head of the Class, no.
Yeah.
But I do know what that is. Mm-hmm. And when they showed clips of it on the episode, I was like,
yeah. You know who
that show. Yeah.
You know who the teacher is in Head of the Class?
Who?
Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I was not allowed to watch
WKRP in Cincinnati, which is an epic, great show.
Yeah.
We should watch that show. It's hilarious.
Do you think I would be triggered?
We get triggered by what?
I don't know. Maybe now it's too inappropriate.
Maybe.
On a modern day lens.
I don't know.
Like, for instance, last night we were watching Seinfeld, and Jerry decided to drug a lady so that she could fall asleep so he could play with her toys, because she has a bunch of toys.
She inherited her dad's toy collection, which, like, had G.I. Joe dolls and shit like that. And then Jerry starts drugging her and bringing friends over.
What the hell?
Honey, this is why they went to jail in the last
episode.
This
is what Quiet on Set is kind of about.
Yeah.
It's like, now that you think about it. So, yeah, anyway, this guy had all of these shows, and he was...
he was a creator.
He was All That, and...
Keenan and Kel.
Good Burger.
Or Good Burger.
And I guess Keenan and Kel. And The Amanda Show, which was a huge show. And Victorious, which had Ariana Grande on it.
And Drake and Josh.
Oh, yeah. Drake and Josh.
And then some other one. iCarly. He did iCarly.
Anyway, he's... foul and gross.
Disgusting man.
On a woman-to-woman level, he's like the most disgusting employer of all time. And treats all adults and people in the workplace grossly.
Like, he asks random people to give him massages, no matter what they're doing. Mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And having writers share one salary, like... And, you know, hey.
Having women writers.
Yeah, women writers. Like, hey, you can both be hired if you split a salary.
And talking about sex all the time and demanding sexual jokes and
Like kids doing sexual jokes.
I'm just talking about in the workplace.
So, yes. So, and they interview cast members of these shows and they talk about what actually happened in real life. And it's just horrifying. It is terrible. First of all, pedophiles everywhere. Pedophiles working in professional positions on the set with kids nonstop. There was a dude named the Pickle Boy, I think. And I don't remember what his real name was.
It's Brian Peck.
Peck.
He's a convicted
pedophile.
Rapist. Yeah. Pedophile.
Yes. He groomed and raped Drake Bell. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Horrible. And to watch him recount what happened was awful.
Yeah.
And like his dad, Drake Bell's dad was like, knew something was up and was trying to get in there. It was just terrible. It was terrible for, this should never have happened. And then there was another dude on set who was a younger man who was just like straight up and said he's a pedophile. He wasn't interviewed, but they like found his notes and shit. And he just self-admitted pedophile. It was just disgusting.
I can't remember what he was, but he worked with all those kids and kept diaries where he just straight up said, I am a pedophile.
Yeah, I'm full going blown. To rape
a kid. It's like, what the hell, dude?
So there you go.
But so the show was like, and then there's like this other level of the comedy in these shows that are like hugely popular. Mm-hmm. And how it's like gross and pedophilic and making kids like Jamie Lynn Spears and Ariana Grande and stuff have
horrible things.
Yeah, do inappropriate things on camera. There's like all sorts of allusions to like cum shots and stuff. It's horrible.
So bad.
Okay. I feel
Ariana Grande's squeezing a potato, trying like, and the potato's shaped like something. It's terrible. Terrible. So anyway, go watch that if y'all want to see.
If you want to be upset for 4 episodes.
It really upset me a lot, I thought. I mean, and then the worst part was Dan Schneider did an apology video with Tebow from iCarly. And this dude was obviously paid, to interview him and say all sorts of like, hey, man, that was really wrong. And it really upset a lot of people, but that's not cool, right? No, of course it's not cool. I'm Dan Schneider. I did not mean to. And if I upset anybody by that, then I'm really sorry. That kind of thing where he's fake crying, and the dude's lobbing him like easy answer questions. And then the guy's like, yeah, I really, really respected everything you've done for diversity and blah, blah, blah.
Lame.
It's like, give me a break, Tebow.
They talk about other things, not just like the pedophile stuff, which is horrific.
Yeah.
But just like the treatment of the kid actors, like on all that. And if you're a Xennial like me, all that was like everything.
You liked all that.
Yeah. I liked old all that because I am a Xennial. I didn't like Dan Schneider all that.
He did them both.
I know. But that second half seemed really.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good. Which one was that one? Was the second half? Was that they had it's Fear just, Factor and shit in there?
Yeah. All that I watched was like the original cast. And remember, they talk about it in the first episode. Yeah. And like, he was already like fat shaming kids. And
that one lady that they interviewed for a while was, remember, she was gone. She was in the first all that. Mm-hmm. The main lady they were interviewing. And she was talking about Amanda Bynes coming on and stuff and winning Dan Schneider's love and adornment. Anyway.
Gross.
All bad, people. If you want to watch it, go check it out. It's on Netflix. And keeping...
What? Is it? I think it's on Max.
No, it's on Max. You're right. I apologize. It's on Max. You're right. And if continuing with our pedophile theme, there's something we watch called Tell Me Who I Am.
Okay.
Was that on Max?
I think so. Or maybe it was Netflix.
Well, whatever. Tell Me Who I Am is about some twins, identical twins, And one of the twins got into a motorcycle accident when he was 18, I think, and he lost his memory. And he woke up and he remembered that he remembered his twin brother was there. That's the only person he can kind of remember. Didn't remember his mom, his dad, anything. And the twin brother feeds him these lies about how they actually grew up, and he made it sound idyllic and wonderful and
like, oh, we went on vacation to France.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom is an okay mom. And
yeah. All that's like, dad, oh yeah, dad's just kind of grumpy. But everything's cool. No, it's normal. We live in the shed or whatever.
Yeah. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah. Yes.
So they...
Hi.
So anyway, the dad dies, and then later on the mom dies, and then it kind of comes out when they're looking through some stuff that
and the man at this age is how old is he?
They're 36, I think.
Okay.
So they unlock this locked thing, and they find a picture of themselves naked when they were young,
with the heads cut off,
and their heads are cut off, like meaning they just ripped the photo above the head, so it was just two naked bodies, like with their arms around each other.
Yeah.
And that was them. And then, like, the guy with the false memories was like, did mom abuse us? And he just nodded, yeah. And then that was his explanation. So the whole thing is about how the one twin is like, I feel like I want to know the truth. No, my twin brother won't tell me the gruesome details.
The twin that has the memory is keeping from his brother their shared childhood sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Put on them by their mother at like a very extreme level, by the way, involving other people, all sorts of things. And so his reasoning is that I am like saving my brother's, you know, from that trauma because he's like reborn.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to know what has happened to us or whatever. Right. And meanwhile, the other brother is like, could you just tell me since you're the only person that knows, and like, you're my twin, and like, it's not fair. And obviously it isn't fair.
Yeah.
And it's about that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an unusual one.
It really was, because first of all, the whole thing is like, yes, they're telling each other they're the real people, but they're reenacting it because it has already happened because they wrote a book about it. So you have a weird sense. It's like, is this real? You know, but it is real. They're just recounting what they did, but they're acting it out,
I guess.
And then you really hate the brother at one point who hid all the stuff from, you know, and didn't give him the truth. But then to me, when he told him exactly what happened, he had to record himself and give the video to his brother because he just couldn't tell him face to face. And then, like, it was awful. It was really, really bad.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yes.
So then you kind of, to me, I kind of was like, well, I sort of understand. I still think it's wrong. But I guess, like, you would never want to tell your brother those, like, okay, well, here's what we did, you know. But he did have to tell him, and it was terrible. So, anyway, there you go. Who am I? Is that what it's called?
It's called Tell Me Who I Am.
Tell Me Who I Am.
Okay. Now what?
That was terrible. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about, which we spontaneously watched last night on a whim, was The Lodge, which I have never seen.
Because it popped up after we watched Midsommar in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Just one of those days. And wow, that was weird. That was really weird. The Lodge was really weird. The Lodge is really weird. So, by the way, spoilers, we're just kind of giving everything away constantly, but...
Do you want some weed?
No, I think I'm okay. What did you think about The Lodge? I felt like...
I wasn't a fan,
yeah,
overall.
I wasn't either, because basically The Lodge is about these kids, and their mom and dad are going through a divorce, and the mom kills herself because she tells her that, whew, I'm going to marry my girlfriend.
And who is a cult survivor that I have been working with in a doctor-patient capacity.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, if you can hear our dog crying. She's laying on the floor.
She's just a crybaby.
Stop doing the podcast.
She's wearing her tone.
What is with you?
Pay attention to me.
You're a good girl.
And then it's just terrible. The kids hate her. And then for whatever reason, they think it's a great idea to spend a couple of days alone in a lodge in the middle of the woods in the snowstorm. Without the dad.
Leaves the soon-to-be stepmom. But really, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the two kids right after their mother has died by suicide.
Yeah.
By themselves in this lodge that then gets snowed in. And he's just in the city doing work or whatever.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
And, you know, they lose all communication and can't get out. But, you know,
it's fine.
It's fine. I'm working in the city. It's really important. Right, man.
This is important.
So.
And these fucking kids.
Yes.
Drug her?
No, they take her.
They drugged her with sleeping pills. Because later, which I don't know if you got that, they go, should we give her more sleeping pills? Like, they were trying to figure out what to do.
And that's why her sleeping's all fucked up and she's having...
Because he hands her the one and goes, here. He's nice to her after he's ultra shitty to her and gives her a glass of water. And I'm like, I wouldn't drink that water. And the water had sleeping pills dissolved in it. And then, so when she's out, they hide all of her shit, all of the main shit. They unhook the electricity, make it so there's no power. Nobody has clothes. Nobody has anything. This girl does not have her pills that keep her act right pills.
The stepmom. The girlfriend.
I'm sorry. I called her a girl. And she's these fucking kids fuck with her so hardcore that she reverts back into a freaking murderous cult following murder machine.
I think the dog wants to go outside.
All right, one second. Okay, and we're back. Sorry, I had to let the dog out for nothing. She just wants attention. Okay. Okay, so where was I? During a snowstorm, I guess one of the kids thought it'd be funny to leave the door open and let the dog go outside in a snowstorm. And guess what? She finds the frozen dead ass dog. And that's what's... Ping, that's what flips her over. And then the kids reveal, like, they go talk amongst themselves when she's outside petting her frozen popsicle dog.
Oh my god.
They go to their secret place and they go, okay, what are we gonna do? Should we give her sleeping pills again? Like, that's where they say shit like that. And they don't know what to do. And then they open up this secret thing and it's all the shit hidden that they were like just suddenly disappeared. And they were fucking... Oh, I forgot to say. They tried to make this woman think that they were all dead. Because, like, she's like, where's our stuff? And they go, we're already dead. They kept telling her that. And they go so far as to rig up this elaborate thing where the boy hangs himself because he keeps trying to say, we're already dead. It doesn't matter. And then she walks upstairs and he's hanging. And then he opens his eyes and he's rigged it up so he's not really hanging. And he's like, I told you, see, we can't die. We're already dead. So she's fucked up from that. Anyway, that's the lodge. Okay. And it's scary, I guess. Not really. Did you think it was scary?
It was in the beginning.
Yeah. Because are you like, what the fuck? Why are you guys...
Alicia Silverstone is the mom. Mm-hmm. You only see her for a beginning. For a little bit. In the beginning.
Yeah, she was cool.
Okay, and then there you go.
That's the lodge.
That's the lodge.
And then another movie we watched
recently
was The Menu.
Finally.
Which I've been wanting to watch for a while, but I don't know. And then I thought it might be stupid. But it was pretty good. I liked it. Did you like it?
I did.
That's another movie where people are blowing their brains out.
What's with our movies?
I don't know. We kind of went on a little horror binge there for a minute, but...
We rewatched Hereditary recently, and then we watched, like, this four-hour-long YouTube video analysis of Hereditary.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
Yeah.
We just really... And we did the same thing kind of with The Green Knight.
Yeah, we didn't... did you watch The Green Knight, though?
No.
I didn't either.
We only watched a few scenes.
Well,
a few key scenes.
The Menu made us want to make cheeseburgers. That's all I'm going to say.
The Menu is like a, what is that show called? Chef's Table.
Yeah.
Chef's Table satire. Fine dining satire.
It was pretty funny.
And
morbid. But that was good. I liked it. Did you like it?
I'm going to recommend that one.
All right. Let's recommend it.
It's fun.
Next. The last thing I just want to say is we rewatched Succession.
Yes.
And then during the Succession thing, we were just noting how cool Tom Wamsgans is and how he wins it all in the end. And then We watched Pride and Prejudice, where he's Mr. Darcy, which I've never seen before.
Yeah, that's very fun watching stuff like that with David.
It's fun because Mr. Darcy's awesome. And yeah, he's kind of goth a little bit, right?
Goth?
Yeah. He's always in like a bad mood, or he kind of like fucking has longish hair and he doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
And then he fucking does this crazy thing to he gets this girl's affection. And she was like, yeah, I would love to give you my affection, but you fucking lied to me and did all this shit. And then he goes and makes it all right and doesn't even tell her. And then she figures it out and she's like, Mr. Darcy.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so Mr. Darcy wins in the end. And Tom Wamsgans.
Matthew McFadden. Right?
Yeah. Wins.
Where?
In both roles.
Okay, well, there you go.
Did you want to talk anything about Beyonce? And Cowboy Carter?
No.
No? Okay, well, Beyonce's releasing a new record album this week. And when you hear this, it'll be coming out in 2 days. So just go listen to it. It's going to be great.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, this dog is really...
We've ordered our pre-order limited edition vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear our dog grunting and rolling around.
You're acting crazy.
And we're just really excited.
Yeah.
It's a fun time. It's a fun year for music because lots of people are releasing things already have released things. And obviously, we're extremely excited about.
I heard Eminem might release an album this year. I heard Eminem might release an album this year.
Oh, my.
That would be kind of cool.
Oh, dear.
Maybe it would be good.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for whatever this segment's called. Stone conversations. Were you stoned?
I'm definitely, yes.
Did you have some conversations?
I think so. I listened a lot.
Good. You're a great listener. I love you. Okay. All right. Okay. That's it for this.
All right.
To sing the song.
You don't have a recording all the time?
No, you have to sing it fresh every time.
Why?
Just because it's nice.
Okay, when?
And go.
What's going on in Dave's Grove?
See, that's so nice. You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well.
Let's hear about this grow, Dave.
It's kind of messed up, but it's good and weird. So, and I have two tents, and one of them, it's basically done. I'm just waiting a few more days. It's ready, right? And in the other one, I have all these Landrace strains. And, you know, Landrace strains are mostly sativas, and they grow really super tall and stretchy. And what I did was.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Just mocking. It's okay. It's okay. I understand. It's okay. It happens, man. It's okay. So anyway, in one tent, I forgot to switch the time. I switched the timer, but I forgot to press a button that made the timer go from veg to flower. So for 2 weeks, I kept going, why aren't these things flowering? And my other tent is flowering like crazy. So then I realized when I looked at the fucking timer, I was like, oh, shit. So they grew super tall. So now I have these plants. I had to order like 6 foot tall bamboo rods to strap them to because they go above the light now. And it's not great, but they are flowering. So I'm just going to push it as far as I can. I just want to see what happens. Maybe it'll be great. Okay. So that's Tai Chi and Maui Waui. And the Maui Waui will be okay, but the Tai Chi is fucked up, man. So anyway, that's pretty much it.
What do you mean by fucked up?
It's just so tall. Long. It's so tall.
Does it have like lots of buds all over it?
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, it's not late enough into be super colas yet, but they're growing. They're making themselves into that. So anyway, yeah, fun. And that's it. We'll see. I mean, like, I've gone in there. I've had to, like, make cages for the plants. Like, I put bamboo poles and wrapped, like, rubber-coated wire around them, to like a tomato cage. Because sometimes they go over there and they fall over and they're laying on the plants in front of them because they just weigh too much. And I'm like, God. So I've done it all. I mean, it's insane. So that's it. That's what's going on. I really don't have anything else going on. We're about to harvest more stuff, so that'll be fun.
What are we harvesting?
We're going to harvest raspberry cough and Chiquita banana.
Dang.
Okay. And then we'll harvest Tai Chi, maybe, and Maui Waui. Okay?
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Well, wonderful.
And we'll have to pick out new strains to grow the next go around.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So be thinking about that. I will. All right, that's it. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye. Okay, yeah. It's the end of the show.
That's it for this episode. Can you believe we could literally hit 200 episodes?
Should we do it?
We're 20 away.
I like doing a podcast. We could do it still.
Might take a while.
Yeah, we're very... I don't know. This has been rough for us. I don't know why.
Well, did you have a nice time?
I did. I like doing the podcast. It's fun. Fun talking to you. We're going to make Chili Colorado next. I can't wait.
I'm excited for that.
That'll be fun.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess that's it, you guys.
All right. That's it for this one.
We will be back again soon with another episode. Until then, please remember to be safe and responsible with your cannabis use. Always be kind and smoke weed every day.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review in Apple Podcasts to be shouted out on a future episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at mom, the letter N, dad, the letter R, stoned. Follow David on Instagram at what's going on in Dave's Grow. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the stoner mom. And follow Happy Flower Company on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Flower Hemp.